It feels like we should just keep going. The eyebrows didn't work today. That's okay. Have a seat, everybody. Welcome. We'll do our announcements.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I guess we got to get ready for some cold weather coming ahead. Got to put away the sandals now and get out the boots. Announcements for February 25th. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We continue to look for ARC teachers. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Youth group is on Wednesday, 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. at the church. Great. For those interested, our home groups are listed on the church website. Good Friday is on March 29th this year. And we'll be doing a shared service with the Father's House Church at their facility. The service will be at 10:30 a.m. Our next soup and pie Sunday will be in April. We'll give you the date when we decide. If you would like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you.
All right, if you'd like to stand, we'll just continue with our music worship. It's a good day to sing praises to our King and our God. Every day's good, isn't it? I know there's been lots of colds going around, so if my voice just disappears, just please keep singing. But, you know, God doesn't care about what we sound like. He just cares that we're doing it, that we're loving on him however we can.
Aging.
That's why we're here this morning. We just want to revere the name of Jesus and love on him together. Ability to speak your name out loud here. We just thank you for that freedom, and may we never take it for granted and never miss an opportunity to express our love for you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. You're free to greet each other, and kids, you are off to Sunday school. Full of surprises.
Good morning. Just to start with some sad, happy news. Last Friday, Brian Hansen passed away and went to be with our Lord. The funeral happened Saturday, March 9th here. We don't know what the time is. It's a reminder again, none of us are living forever and that we're just passing through this life. But there is an eternal home where one day we'll be face to face with Jesus and with each other. And we celebrate that. As well, a bunch of people having birthdays this week. May God bless you. This morning we're going to use Psalm 86 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, hear the words of David in Psalm 86, 8 to 10. No pagan God is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you. Lord, they will praise your holy name, for you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Come express your devotion and love for this amazing and wonderful God that we serve. In confession, we hear the words of verse 11. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so I may honor you. Are we spending time reading the Bible and having these living words transform the way we live? Let us confess our failures to pursue his truth with all of ourselves. O Lord, grant us purity of heart. Thanksgiving. Our hearts overflow with the words of verse 12 and 13. With all of my heart I'll praise you, O Lord my God. I'll give you glory to your name forever. For your love for me is very great. You have rescued me from the depths of death. We are children drenched in the love of God. How has this love marked your life this week? In thanksgiving, bring these indices before God. Supplication. Listen to David's confidence in God's readiness to answer our prayers. Verse 5 to 7. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I'll call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you'll answer me. Are you in trouble today? Is there urgency in your request for help? Perhaps this urgency is on behalf of someone else. God is closely listening, ready to answer. Bring these requests before him now. We pray for Wilford and Monique, for Will and Martha's family, for Ernie, for Taylor and Rebecca, for Sharek and Jamin, Faith, Tammy's family, Karina and Isaac, Shannon and Cam, for Rita and her family, for Janice and Greg, and some of the places around the world, St. Vincent, Senegal, Iran, Sudan, Ukraine, Israel, Gaza. We pray for peace. For Canada, United States, we pray that you would heal our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are more than we can bear, the times we cannot think through, we cannot work through. We give this to you, our good and great God. Let knows us like no other. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Reading from the word of the Lord this morning, Luke 18:9-14. Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer: I thank you, God, that I'm not like the other people, the cheaters, sinners, adulterers. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give you a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, O God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisees, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.